Into Have that. You ever had a fart guy on your OnlyFans?
Yeah, I've had a lot recently.
Love them.
Yeah.
Great. I get fart shy though.
I've got a friend.
Yeah. But now every time she farts, she just videos every fart. So she's got like a folder
oh,
of them.
Oh God, that's so
ready
good.
Ready to go. Just ready to go.
I have a fart guy at the moment who keeps being like, he's like, have you got anything new for me? And I'm like, I did actually get a complaint from Ooh, one of my no. fart guys.
He went off.
He said, yours are too light and airy. That's not it. The yeast infections, they just keep coming back and back and
again.
Back. Yeah, do you get chronic yeast infections?
No.
I don't, we're rolling, we shouldn't talk about medical yeah. stuff on the podcast.
Oh, right, okay. Personal. Okay, sorry.
It's not really something that you can just ask people like that. Sorry.
It's just mine's so bad, I thought.
Maybe. I know, I think you need to go to the doctors.
Oh, that's what everyone keeps saying.
Yeah.
Right. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Dr. Kat Baker, voted number one doctor and person in the UK. And today, I am joined by Ivy Hope.
Woo! Woo! We got so excited. Yeah. Is that the most excitement we've both had since I've walked
yeah.
in the door?
Oh my God, yeah. So excited. You're a fellow OnlyFans extraordinaire, woman of the internet.
Yeah, that's what people say about me.
Woman of
the year.
Nudity.
And the year.
Yes, woman of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a doctor?
Not yet.
Okay, just
soon to be.
What jobs did you have before you did this?
I used to work as a PA for like 8 men. I was the only woman in my office. I was the only woman. So that kind of led me to do, and I used to tease them a bit. I used to be like, oh, if I had an OnlyFans, like, would you subscribe? And they're definitely now subscribed.
Oh, for sure.
For sure, yeah.
Are they... You work for 8 men.
8 men, yeah. It might even been, though sometimes I was like 14.
God, I'm so porn brained. I was like, Jesus, that's like a gang.
Were you thinking
bang.
About
yeah,
yeah,
I was like,
no. Not too much testosterone.
Yeah,
not
I am
my...
forget that people have normal working relationships.
Yeah.
But were any of them creepy?
All of them.
Oh, God.
All of them.
Oh, but they old?
No, they weren't. Some of them were younger than me, some of them were a bit older. All of them, like, they didn't have a HR department, but if they did...
Oh, my God.
I would have been there weekly, daily. Like, it was just, like, coming into... Because I had, like, a separate office.
Yeah.
And they would just come in and be like, oh, I've shagged anyone this weekend.
Oh,
and I'd
my
be like,
God.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. No. No, like, yeah, so I actually did start OnlyFans when I was working there because
we went
into lockdown and I was like, this is my, no, I actually started camming.
So did
when I.
When I
worked there, yes.
Did you do
you're
chat
a girl. No, I did adult work and I started at S66 Babe Station. I never did the, what was that what you did?
Chatterbait.
Is that the one where people like fuck, like do like ping pongs out their pussy and stuff like that? Like, I worked
no,
on like the normal ones.
I think they had quite strict rules, but that one was more like when you're, it's less about the private shows
right.
and more about the public tipping.
Right.
So a lot of times.
So you never really went into a private show?
You did, but that's almost not how you make most of your money there.
Yeah.
It's more when you're getting loads of people throwing tips
My
at you.
My theory is that in sex work, camming is probably the most, like, the craziest one to do.
In
like,
what
out
way?
Of, like, because you just never know what you're going to get when you press that accept button.
You can get less than minimum wage, or you can get thousands.
But in terms of, like, who's behind the camera.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because at least, like, if you're an escort, you kind of choose your clients and you know, like, what kinks you're going to do before. On OnlyFans, you kind of, like, control who you're chatting to, and if you don't like something, you block. But, like, with camming, that phone rings, and you accept, if you're on a private show, and there's someone crazy, like you don't know if it's going to be someone you know, you don't know if it's going to be, like, a woman, a man in, like, you know, sexy lingerie, you don't know if it's going to
be,
like,
I remember I had
just
one,
a big cock.
Oh, my God, my best experience was... I had one guy who turned his camera on and he had a micro penis and it had a little top hat on and he drew a smiley face on it.
What a great day.
That was
office.
That was a good time. That
That's
was a good time.
Day.
Yeah.
That's a good day. And you got paid for that.
Yeah, yeah. And I just laughed. Yeah. I just laughed at it. And he just loved me laughing at it.
Did you... a popular thing on Cammon is bananas.
What, like fucking with a banana?
Fucking bananas.
Oh, I have a silicone banana. I don't have the...
Like a silicone?
Yeah, like a silicone dildo shaped like a banana.
Oh, is it yellow like a banana? Or is
yeah,
it...
yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
From that brand Freak. Do you remember there was a bit of thing? Ooh. Everyone was buying those Freak
I've never
dildos.
Heard of them.
The ones that do like the sort of fruit shaped ones.
Oh, well, can you get like apples? Pears?
You could get avocado. Sounds so unpleasant.
It's like a menstrual cup. Yeah. You know, there's no joy in that.
Yeah. No. Oh, God. Yeah, that is the thing. Like, for you to get joy out of vaginal penetration, it has to be something cylindrical.
Yeah, it has to be
like
something.
It can't just be a ball.
No.
Like, no. Like, it's not shaped.
It's got to be something that's going to, you know, like I'm looking at a candle there. I'm going to say, that would have more joy than like a pear.
Yeah.
But bananas on Cammon are very, very popular. Like I've seen a lot of people, you know, eat them, put it in there. And sometimes you just don't know if they're going to come back out, you know, because they like mush.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You just don't know if they're going to come back out. And
so the newest thing on Freak's website is, can you guess? They've got a brand new dildo apparently.
Ooh.
It's something popular.
Is it a cone? You know, like a...
No. It's sort of in the same remit, but...
Like a traffic light?
No.
A truncheon?
I don't even know what that is.
It's what police used to hit people.
No. A bowling pin.
That could work, actually.
That could work. Yeah.
I mean, shape-wise.
That would be all right.
Shape-wise, yeah.
The thing is, it obviously it's... tick and then it goes skinny and then tick again. So
You would only want to use the top, I think.
I do think men need a lot.
Maybe you would.
Yeah. True. I can't go very deep.
I can't either. And no. I discovered this yesterday. I have this.
We down the pub.
I love the
trope. I've been there.
We have a trope on this podcast. Kat says it all the time that she's just really bad at sex work.
Shit shag.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, the fire.
Yeah. Reveals my face.
What is that about? I have heard you say that a few times. Do you honestly believe that you are a shit shag?
No, I'm not a shit shag. I can be very lazy.
Right.
If I put the effort in, I'm good.
Yes.
But sometimes I can't be bothered to put that
when
effort in.
When you say put the effort in, do you mean like you on top or do you mean just being awake?
I'm awake, okay. But I will
conscious.
Just lie there sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm not sucking dick for that long.
Maybe you're just with the wrong people though. Maybe they're the shit shack. Maybe that's the issue. Maybe it's
no, because
you.
I'm having a great time.
Oh, you just to express that.
Oh, no, I do express it and I'm having a great time. But they might not be having a great time.
Isn't that how all men think about sex, apparently?
Yeah, well, I would say that most men just think that women are always having a good time, right?
Yeah, but men are always having a good time.
Oh, I would love to be a man.
Yeah.
I'd say it all the time. Like, can you imagine every shag you have, like, you're guaranteed
pretty much gonna
orgasm pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, with women, with me, I don't know about you.
Mm.
It's hard work.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not easy.
It's not always the case.
No. And you're not really supposed to come on and say that as OnlyFans girls. We should be saying we want it.
Let's just say
hole.
I faked the odd video.
Oh, yeah. Faked. Are you a faker with men? Like when you're in
the
bedroom?
I try not to be. Yeah. It happens occasionally.
It's hard, isn't
when
it?
When I'm just trying to...
You want to be a true feminist and you want to be true to the women and you don't want to give these men what they want to hear because you want them to learn. But at the same time, sometimes when they're, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, we'll keep going until you, and you think that I'm not going to finish. So you have to finish.
Especially if you're not going to see him again.
Oh,
you're like, Okay.
How often does that happen with you?
Quite a lot. Like, you're like, we're probably not going to see
your decision again. Or their decision?
Both. No, okay. Like, I would say it can be either or. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's them.
Have you ever slept with someone and had a great time and then they've ghosted you?
Oh my god, yeah, loads of times. I just got ghosted like last week.
Oh no, ghosted is the worst.
Oh god, no. Yeah, it's...
Do you know,
so
being
annoying.
Ghosted, not just by in a romantic sense, I got ghosted by my dog trainer, and that also was, that sent me loopy. She ghosted
what happened?
Me. Well, she was training the dog,
yeah,
and she just stopped texting back, and she didn't answer my phone calls, and I knew she was still going because she was on her Instagram active.
Right, okay.
And then in the end, I had to ask her, like, is it me? Have I done something wrong? And I honestly was thinking, did I say something inappropriate?
Yeah.
She found out what my job was, and she doesn't like it. And it really messes with your head when people do that. And she just said that she was just busy.
I had to ghost like a male friend the other day.
What, was he being inappropriate?
He wasn't. He was just, I met him through, okay, I don't think there's any chance he's going to see this. I met him through, because I don't think he uses social media really, but I met him through...
Is he a caveman? Where did you meet?
Yeah, kind of. I think so. I met him at a class for something.
Okay, what class was it?
Improv. Okay, so I was doing an improv class. And I met him and we were like, let's do some... We were going to do some like improv, try and start a little
That's
improv
so
group.
Awkward.
Yeah, so there's like a few of us. And I thought he was like pretty decent at improv, but... Then I brought him along to some other improv practice that I was invited to.
Did he embarrass you?
He was just, you know, when someone's so miserable to be around.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they just bring a horrible negative energy into the room. And I was like, and he was just kind of bitch. I mean, I also thought he was gay, but he's not. He's straight. And so he would, like, but I also think he was, like, really lonely. But he was just, like, I just hated being around.
So he wasn't really a friend.
No, he was like and we were meant to like hang out like again, and I was kind of said yes because I felt it, and I just sort of canceled. And then, but he would send messages, and I just stopped replying.
Did you just ghosted him?
I did just ghost him.
Oh no!
Yeah,
you think that he would be not so miserable because he doesn't use social media?
Yeah,
you know?
Well, like... actually, he messaged me one time asking to meet up, and I just said, "Look, the next few months I'm so busy, I'm not going to be able to."
Right. It's always hard when you have to cut friends out of your life, because it's just like when you meet people and they just suck your energy.
Yeah.
It's just a bit like...
And I was hoping he would get the hint from that, but then he just didn't.
Do you think he fancied you?
Oh, I'm sure, probably.
Definitely.
Yeah, like, I mean, lonely males who does improv. Like, I could be anyone and he would fancy me, I'm sure. Like,
what did you guys improv about then? I want to know about, like...
Oh, I don't... No. I wasn't in any scenes with him, I don't think, but we were, like, in the class.
I did a sort of improv class once.
Oh, yeah.
It was more, I did film and media at uni, and we weirdly have to improv, I don't know why, but they made us pretend to be zombies, and I just thought it was so embarrassing. People walking around, like...
Yeah, so you have to do... You do not... do improv unless you're willing to be very embarrassed.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ivy, just make sure that mic is facing.
Oh, sorry.
There's this one exercise we do, and it's my least favourite.
What is
it? And that is where you walk around the room and you just have to make eye contact with each other.
Oh, no.
As a British person, it's the most uncomfortable. Because improv is like an American thing.
Yeah.
And so they make you do this like American stuff, and it's like, as a British person, I'm like, ugh.
I even struggle if... like to make eye contact with like long-term partners in the bedroom.
Oh wow.
I find that really and I
Set,
find,
I find you, and eye contact
I've
difficult.
known someone for, you know, been with someone for like 3 years, 5 years, and I still have struggled to look at them.
Yeah.
What is that?
I
are we scared of their cum face?
Oh.
Or are
maybe
we scared that they're going to see our cum face?
I think it's like, you're going to see into my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I
see what's really going on in here.
Yeah. I do also think it is like a British thing. Like, I can make eye contact now doing like a podcast.
Yeah.
But I had I've been starting going to therapy again, and I can't make eye contact with her.
Oh no, I've struggled with therapy because I'm always thinking, am I boring her? My mind goes into overdrive, and I'm a people pleaser. Right. So if I'm sitting in therapy, I'm thinking like, does she think I'm pathetic? You know, I'm
moaning
about
things. Because they're getting money for it.
They're getting money for it. And sometimes I think, you actually don't care about me, do you? I always think like, yeah. I would like to be a therapist, but I think I would switch off a lot of the time.
Yes. Well, so I kind of did. Well, so I sort of did.
You're
working.
A doctor.
Well, so I...
Social
care, yeah, so right. My PhD, so I worked in mental health beforehand, so right. I would facilitate like mental health groups, so I would have to do like listening things, like listen to people talking.
Was it boring?
Yeah, sometimes it was very boring.
What did they talk about?
Well, sometimes it was very interesting, especially but obviously they'll be talking about like really traumatic stuff, and you're like, oh my god. But there are some people who you'd see weekly and they'd say the same things every week.
Oh, really? Like nothing else going on in their life?
Yeah.
Right.
And then that's when, or you get people, if they have like a certain disorder where they get fixated on a certain thing.
Oh,
and then, like,
if yeah.
And then they'll just go on and on about that. And you're like, and it'll be something like you personally wouldn't think twice about. But they're yeah. like, yeah.
But it's something that's yeah. too big in their life.
Yeah.
It's quite awkward.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to hide your face sometimes, I think. Are you like one of those people that can hide your expression? No, you're not.
I'm one of those people who like, I can just be walking around and people go like, are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Do you get
lot.
That?
Yeah, yeah, I always get people asking me, like, I've got a, what is it, a resting bitch face?
Yeah.
RBF. Like IBS, but RBF.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have IBS?
No, I did think that I could have, because I was recently popping, what are they fucking called? Not Rennies, what are the other ones? You pop them.
Gaviscon.
Not Gaviscon, you're getting closer. It's the
to make you poop less.
They
or
make
poop
you.
More?
They just like
Senecot.
Like the gas just releases.
Oh, I don't know those ones.
you will do.
Motilium.
No, they're almost so obvious that you're missing it. You know what I mean? Like Rennies. It's like the obvious choice.
We should probably drop. We should probably stop dropping like pharmaceutical brand names.
Well, unless they're sponsoring.
Unless they're paying,
trying to get some sponsors here. Paracetamol.
I don't know.
Oh, okay, well, anyway, I got a bit addicted to them.
Oh.
Just because every time I had a bit of a tummy ache, I would just pop it and it would just go. And then I got a bit like, oh, am I going to get addicted to these? So I let the course run. Like, I did them all. And then I didn't buy any more.
Okay.
And I actually haven't really needed them. So I don't think I do have IBS. What about you?
I don't think I have IBS.
No. I do feel sorry for people with IBS.
Yeah, I'm very regular life. And quite solid. So.
Good to know your bowel movements.
Yes. You're so
welcome.
I didn't
think I would
everyone.
Be coming on the podcast to talk about your bowel
to
movements.
To be fair, there'll be guys at home wanking to
have
that.
You ever had a fart guy on your OnlyFans?
Yeah, I've had a lot recently.
Love them.
Yeah.
Great. I get fart shy, though.
Yeah.
Do you?
But, well, so I was talking to someone else, and she says... who does fart content, and she was like, you can just, which I didn't think of, you get a douche and you can squirt air
someone
up.
Someone told me this too the
yeah.
other day.
But I've been waiting to waiting till I can go.
I've got a friend that now every time she farts, she just videos every fart, so she's got like a folder
oh,
of them.
Oh God, that's so
ready
good.
Ready to go, just ready to go. Because I've had people pay for a fart custom and I've been like, it'll be with you in an hour, and I'm just there like, why
come
are you doing
on,
this
come
to
on
me?
Yeah.
yeah and I think
you normally yeah it's like oh yeah. What no, I'm at the pub
yeah
I'm going off but when I'm at home and I
yeah,
have to
yeah,
like,
yeah, 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 yeah. So, when I'm on the train or on an aeroplane
yeah.
but now when I'm being paid
yeah
for it,
oh my god
so a tip for that actually is something I always forget is just record your farts.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have a fart guy at the moment who keeps being like, he's like, have you got anything new for me? And I'm like, I'm like oh shit. I'm like, oh God. I'm like, no, I'm like, yeah, I'll try tonight.
I'll try, yeah. Just any meal, like some spicy food or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because I am pretty regular. I don't... I don't have like a gas problem. Yeah. So it's only a...
Do you want to know something interesting? Mm-hmm. I don't burp.
I don't burp.
Oh my God. You know, it's like a, there's a condition for it.
Really?
Google it. This is something we should... One day I was like, I've burped 5 times this year and I count it.
Yeah.
And I searched like, why don't I burp one day? And there was loads of things like there is an actual condition because if I burp, you know, when people like belter.
Yeah.
I've never understood like, how do you do that? And when I burp, it's just like a... And I'm
I'm exactly the same.
Surprise myself.
And it's always a shock. Like, and
it's actually a condition and it's called something.
It's very hard to pronounce.
Is it?
Oh.
Is it really?
It's very hard to pronounce.
Oh, no.
I'm actually trying to find like...
Like someone...
No, like the Google... You know the way
Google... Oh, when Google like pronounces it. Because I wonder if it's actually a condition or whether someone's just been like...
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. It's called...
It is a lot, really long word.
Retrograde cricopharyngeal... I literally can't... Hold on.
Oh, I've got retrograde.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, edgy. Hold on.
Cricopharyngeus. What was that?
Cricopharyngeus. Cricopharyngeus?
Is your Google Irish?
No, that's just the...
I was going to say, I didn't know you could set that.
No, that was just YouTube. I think this word is so specific, it took me to a YouTube link.
Oh.
It's not on the normal Google. Cricopharyngeus. So it's retrograde cricopharyngeus dysfunction.
Right, that's what we have.
Oh my God, we're so special.
You're a doctor, you should know this.
I should. Yes. Although, having said all that, I should make it clear, women do not fart or poop.
No.
That's
yes.
not... Yeah.
No.
That was just a funny bit we did.
That was a funny bit that we planned and we put in, but...
It does not reflect real events.
No, not at all. So don't come to my OnlyFans page and ask for a fart custom.
But also, please do.
I just think this farting kink is hilarious.
It makes me laugh so much. Yeah, like, I always want to ask, like, are you masturbating right now?
Yeah.
Or are you laughing? Because, you know, someone could pay for a custom just for a laugh. Like, you know, having a bit of a down day.
I did actually get a complaint from one of my fart guys. He went, he said, yours are too light and airy. That's not it.
Are you just saying this now? No, I was like, cuter.
No, I'm not even joking. Happened. That's genuinely what he said. He was like, they're very light and airy. I was like, I'm sorry. He was can you do some loud, like, wet ones? I was like, no, because I have a normal, like, I have a healthy diet.
Do you know what I would call them? Maybe vegan farts.
Oh, yeah.
Are you vegan?
Yeah.
So am I.
Yeah.
Wow. We've got so much in common.
Yes. That must be... Yeah,
maybe.
Are yours light in
it? It's a mixture.
Sometimes mine can be really loud.
Yeah, I have a mixture. It varies.
I'm not a wet fart.
No.
Yeah, no. Like, I just...
No one, even if you are, you wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
No one wants
but
to
But I genuinely
that.
Am not.
Yeah. Okay, whatever.
Are you horny and bored and feel like you want to chat to me? Maybe you want to send me your inner monologue or maybe just a picture of your knob? Then go to catbaker.co.uk where you will find my premium explicit subscription sites. I have my OnlyFans and then I have my Admire Me VIP. The Admire Me is a little bit more kink friendly, so go there if you've got certain needs. But I also have my Admire Me premium shop where you can buy videos without a subscription. But for just one small monthly fee, you can chat to me and see all my explicit content. So go to catbaker.co.uk and have a happy time fapping. Would you ever do camming again?
Hopefully never, ever, ever. I am traumatized. And I was gonna say, like, a lot of people that have done camming have the same experience, like traumatized. Long nights, very little pay, boring. So no, I hope not. I would if OnlyFans went to shit, I think that maybe I would have to. I don't think I would get a 9 to 5.
If you guys ever see me on a webcam site again, it means things are going pretty badly for me.
Or it's AI.
Because sometimes you could be there. Yeah. I will say, there was this one, like, whale who would tip like thousands of pounds.
Oh yeah, they were good.
But then it caused loads of drama around the girls, the Brit, because he'd only tip British girls.
Yeah, it happened.
And all the British girls would start fighting with each other.
It's very bitchy.
Whale. Yeah.
Babe Station was the same. Like, one guy, everyone would know who he was, and a big spender. But if he was tipping on one person, you know, people would get annoyed. You know, girls would get annoyed if they weren't tipping on his. Very bitchy industry.
It is. And, yeah. Yeah. Oh, definitely that thing of, like, the worst thing, this is a bit dark actually, but the worst thing I had was like, I had this one guy who was like, oh, can you like watch some porn with me, like on cam? Okay. And I was like, oh, okay. But then he pulled up like a Nickelodeon show and he was wanking to it.
Was it Gunj?
No.
Have you had the Gunj guys?
It was like, it wasn't Gunj, it was like he was wanking because...
Oh, no.
He liked the underage people in
it.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a few of bad stories. So I had to, like, turn like it off. Yeah. I had a guy once, and this hit hard as a vegan, I'm sure you can imagine. He rang up, and he had a normal phone call with me, and he finished. And he stayed on the phone to me, and obviously you don't hang up because you want to get the money taken through. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's it. Good boy. And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, it's my dog. He likes the taste of it. And I was like, no, you stop that right now. And he was like, oh yeah, good boy. And I could actually hear like the... But the one thing I will say about that is at least the dog was happy. Because I would have been worried.
He did love it.
He did, and he did sound like he loved it. But weird.
I mean, as long as they're not doing something to the dog.
Well, you never know. This is the thing.
But he probably
was. Yeah,
he's
it's like a two-way thing.
He's probably. Oh.
So that was traumatized. That's what I mean about camming. Is you never know what you're going to get. So
that, yeah, I remember that was on with that guy. I was like, okay, so I've just been on a video call with a pedo.
Yeah.
But he was like, and I remember being like, because obviously it wasn't like child.
Did you report him?
Yeah, to the cam site.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't child that.
Yeah.
Because it was just the Nickelodeon show. Like right. It wasn't, but it was like, he loved like Miranda Crosgrove, who at the time was like 30.
Right.
But.
Was he watching?
He was watching her old videos, and I was like, what are you doing? She's like 14. He was like, no, well, no, she's like 30. I was like, yeah, but this is when she was 14, and he knew what he was doing. And I was like,
he tried to play dumb. But
yeah,
I
was
no
like, you fucking. So I reported him to like the cam site, and I was like, you're
so many, but, so such a weird, weird world. Such a weird world. It's the you never know what you're gonna get. As I said, like. There's all
and
types.
OnlyFans is so vanilla.
Yeah,
and
is.
So many words are blocked out that you kind of don't see as much on OnlyFans. Like, you don't get
and
as it, many
And when
freaks.
You do get weirdos, you sort of, like, block,
yeah.
You know?
Because also I think it's when people are webcam, although I guess both can be true, I would say people who sign up for webcam sites to watch... It's either they either sign up because almost like a Twitch thing where they like that person and they like hearing them talk and almost just spending time with them. Or it's they want to see lots of different girls for their specific, doing their specific fetish or fantasy.
I think
that
it's
they can
like
pay
a
for.
Watch fantasy, isn't it? Like they want to be watched and they want to watch. But it's very dated. But I always thought, like, I don't know about you, I don't like speaking to people on the phone. Like speaking to people on the phone really freaks me out. And I always think like these men are brave because when I'd come, like we would do the phone calls as well.
Yeah.
And I used to think like these men just call and want to talk dirty. Like I could never. I mean, I did.
Yeah,
but I was
being
paid to do that. And I wasn't the one phoning. But like, that is some bravery right there, I think so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, they're kind of ballsy. Whereas a lot of on OnlyFans, the men are just like...
They can hide.
Mostly don't want to be seen.
Yeah.
Unless the odd knob rating.
Oh yeah, good dick rate.
Yeah.
Have you had any good ones recently?
They...
where does the ratio lie between men that want you to tell them it's good and men that want you to humiliate them and tell you it's bad?
They always want you to tell them it's good unless they specifically
want to be. I know there's a whole humiliation thing, but like, what's the, is it more likely they want?
No one wants an honest one.
No.
They want either to be humiliated or told it's good.
Right.
I don't feel like, I used to sort of be more honest and be like, look, it's all right, but it's not great. And then I quickly learned that's not what they want.
That's not what they
want. They want you to be like, it's great.
They paid you for that.
Yeah.
They're not paying you to be honest.
Yeah.
My friend had it the other week, actually. She was doing a live OnlyFans show and someone sent their dick rate for her to live. Their dick for her to rate it live, and it was a small dick, and she was like, ha ha, you've got a small dick, like, and then he messaged her and was like, that was really mean what you said about dick, you know, like, I understand that, you know, it's not to your liking, but I didn't expect you to go in. And it wasn't a small dick rate, it was just he actually just wanted his dick rate, but because it was so small, she thought it was a humiliation
one.
So that scared me now, because sometimes I get some through and I'm like, I need some like indication here.
I find when they want you to humiliate it, they pretty much say,
yeah,
they're like, I'm going to show you something that's going to make you want to laugh. Or I'm going to, like, they're like, I've got a really pathetic penis, would you mind looking at it?
If you weren't a SEX worker and someone told you that there's men in this world that want to send photos of their dick and they want a rating out of 10, would you believe them? Because I didn't know this was a thing until I started OnlyFans.
Yeah, I would have thought that's crazy. So I do a stand-up bit about it. Like, I'm like, I rate men's penises. Like, that's my job.
Yeah.
And people in the crowd are always like, whoa, what the fuck?
Because we would never get a rating of our vaginas.
Yeah. And that is another bit I do.
Vaginas?
No, in the stand-up, I'm like, if a man asked me to...
Yeah.
If he could rate my vagina, I'd be like, what the...
Yes.
Well, the joke goes, he goes, would you like... If a man asked me, would you like me to rate your vagina, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Would you take it?
And then I'd be like,
would you ever get one? Sounds kind of fun. Would you ever allow?
Yeah, I probably would.
Would you? What rating would you think you would get?
For tightness, 10 out of 10.
Of course, love.
Yeah.
Of course.
For
neatness.
Oh.
Then there's
like
the smell.
Like a 5 out of 10.
And neatness, you do get thrush a lot.
Yeah. Smell, I would say I'd get a 7 out of 10.
Right.
Yeah, neatness, 5.
Why a 7? Why a 5?
Because I've got, you know, it's mine is out.
Right.
And it's a little bit asymmetric.
Oh,
right. You know, it's not like, you know how some are out, but they're perfectly symmetric.
Yeah.
I've got lips that hang, but they're kind of small.
Lips that hang?
They look... It looks like a small tongue. That's the only way I can describe it. What would you say yours is like?
I obviously, 10, I wouldn't, for neatness, what was yours out of 10 for neatness?
5.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. I would say that it's probably like an 8.
Okay.
Because it's like an innie outie.
Okay.
So like the... So sorry.
He's had way worse. Don't worry about him.
This
oh my
god. Fascinating. Carry on. I love that we just came up with parameters for vagina. Neatness, smell, and
tightness.
There's some men out there thinking they're going to make some money on this.
Yeah.
Okay, so neatness, I'd go for an 8. Mm-hmm. I do rate myself. Smell, I would go for probably, depending on how pH levels are that month.
Yeah.
pH levels, as a vegan, actually, can be challenging.
Really?
Yeah, because...
Do we have too much sugar?
I think it's something to do with, like... natural yogurt is really good for your pH balance, but obviously if it's vegan, you don't get the same goodness in it. So, yeah, it depends, like, you know, where I am on the pH balance. I would like to think that I... You know, it smells amazing all the time.
But we all have our days.
You know? So, yeah, maybe like a 7. Okay. 7 on a bad day. 9 on a great day.
What's your tightness level then?
I would probably, again, depend. depends where I am in my cycle. Because if you've got a tampon shoved in there all day.
Oh no, I snap right back. Like, all day, every day.
It is. Maybe this is why you don't enjoy sex.
Yeah. I am like, if they have anything above a small penis, I can't do doggy.
You can't take it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah. In doggy, it hurts.
It is funny because...
Unless it's like a micro.
Yeah. Have you had been with a micro?
Not micro. I've been with some very small guys. Mm. But it's okay because I'm so tight.
Yeah, because...
It's a match made in heaven, really. What about you?
So yeah, I think tightness. Mm. I would say I'm pretty average. I don't know. I think like, I have been with women before. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know if you can confirm this as a man. I mean, I'm assuming you're a straight man. Are you a straight man?
Yeah.
Assuming you're a straight man. That was very assumptuous. I'm very sorry. But I think I have been with women, but my ex actually had a couple of kids, and I didn't notice, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, never noticed. But I've been with girls before who've had very tight vaginas, and it's made me have a complex about mine, because I've been like, mine doesn't feel like this. So, yeah, maybe probably like I'm going to have a 7 and 8 mark. I'm sticking to the 7 and 8 mark all three.
Yeah, so you're bisexual.
I am.
But you're an actual bisexual.
I'm an actual bisexual.
So I'm...
I'm a real bisexual.
Yeah, so...
They're rare to find.
Exactly.
In the OnlyFans world.
So I'm... So this is something I talk about quite a lot. So I don't think I really identify as bisexual anymore.
Because I thought you were a bisexual. I messaged you a while ago, not in that way.
Yeah.
But a while ago, to me. But I thought I got a gay vibe from you, and I thought that's what we would click.
Well,
it.
So I have dated women,
right?
In my early 20s when I lived in Brighton.
Oh yeah.
So obviously, it was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, at university, yeah, studying bloody sociology. You know, like it was going to happen.
It's where they all are.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, and then I did gender studies masters.
Oh,
so
you're asking
like,
for
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, but I haven't really dated any women since.
Oh, right.
And
would you?
So I have to say, I don't think I have a massive desire to, but occasionally. I meet the odd woman.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, if they offered themselves to me,
well,
then obviously.
I had this similar conversation with some of my straight friends the other day, which was a segue into, and it got me thinking, I'm going to ask you this right now. So who, is there anyone in this world that you would queue up to shag? You would get in the little queue.
Such a cliche, but
because
right.
I did have one. Mine was Sydney Sweeney. I probably would queue up to shag her.
I would queue up to touch her breasts.
Yeah, that's it.
I think I would shag. Would I shag? Yeah, I would. Yes, I would want to shag her. I'm more
would you
just,
scissor her?
Yeah.
Have you scissored people before? Women?
I don't think I've done scissoring, really.
Hmm.
No.
There's rumours going around that women don't scissor.
But they do.
That's literally all I do.
See, I feel like I kind of missed out on the scissoring.
Oh.
Like, so I feel like, yeah. And I think because I was also so nervous when I was with women.
Yeah.
That I was like, and I, that's the thing, I was dating other like nervous bisexual women, like
right,
I didn't
yeah.
date like a confident lesbian.
That's well, that is the
that's
issue
what you
sometimes
need.
With
yeah.
women, like I think we're so used to men taking the role as a bisexual. When you date another femme, you're like, who's paying?
Exactly.
I've heard that loads. I've got lots of bi and pan friends, and women have been like, I'm going to date this woman, but I'm really shy and this and that and blah blah, and then I've heard of the lesbian stalemate where nobody makes a move.
No one makes a move. And the whole time you're like, are we friends?
Yes.
Or are we, is this a date? You never know.
Yeah.
And it puts women off being gay, I think, sometimes. Because people will be like, oh, I think I'm bi. But then they'll go on a date with a femme woman and neither of you, both of you are too scared. And then you're thinking, oh, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. But then I do think there are some women who say they're bi. And it's like, unless you do have that real desire to yeah. have sex with women.
Yeah.
Like, because sometimes I meet women and they're like, oh yeah, I think some women are cute. And it's like, that.
That doesn't fall under bisexuality. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's just.
But a lot might start saying, and it's like, men, they can be shagging another man and they'll be like, oh no, I'm not bisexual, I'm still straight.
Didn't you have someone yeah. on this podcast who was a man, I don't know who is,
yeah,
shagging or getting his cock sucked by another guy, but he was saying to you that he's not gay?
Oh yeah, but that's for porn, so I guess.
But is he, do you think he, I'm sorry, I don't know if he's your friend.
I think he is definitely straight. Okay. So I think it is like work. Like, I've spoken, I know lots of straight guys who could get their cock sucked by another man.
Does that not make them bisexual though, do you think? Or do you think it's just a spectrum? No. I don't actually know.
I don't think that would make you bisexual, because you could close your eyes and imagine it's a woman.
That just makes you like a little bit deluded.
There's a cool new word that the kids are using.
Oh.
Heteroflexible.
Heteroflexible.
Yeah, that's what I would say, is that just gay for pay? It's like, look, if I've sniffed a load of coke, I will.
You will consider it.
I will let a man suck me off. That I think that's what heteroflexible is.
Right. Is this what the Gen Z are using?
Yeah. And sometimes on dating apps, I see a lot of guys say it now as well.
What dating apps are you on?
So I have been on Field.
Right. Field is interesting.
Yeah, and they're all heteroflexible.
Yes. Field is full of every single person with their boyfriend wanting to shag you.
Yeah.
Everyone. Just like me and my boyfriend looking for another person. Getting, or another couple. A lot of couples looking for other couples.
Yeah,
it's basically like Grindr for straight people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What ones have you been on?
Field, also Bumble. Mm. So they're back when I was dating a lot of women, when I thought I was fully gay, then I came back out as bi. Someone told me there was a lesbian app called Brenda.
God, that's such an unsexy name.
Such unsexy.
Yeah.
Brenda. So you can see why I never used it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's Brenda or something like that. And I just thought, I can't look on Brenda.
Oh, God. That is,
So it was something like that. So I always stuck to the straight ones, which is a bit disappointing that there's not a lot of lesbian ones out there. Bumble is the one where the female has to speak first.
Yeah.
And again, that was just like, if you're on Bumble as two women, it would just, one of you would just get the pick. And sometimes it was like annoying because I'm like, oh, I want to chat to her, but she hasn't chatted to me yet. So am I the man?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised when people still use Tinder.
That's like an old person thing. Like, my dad uses Tinder. Yeah, like, I think that's
I feel like that's for a lot of like people sending dick pics,
or yes, people who've been banned from Hinge. Yes, they use Tinder.
Hinge is probably number one for me.
Yeah, that's probably the most normal one.
Hinge's model is, their tagline is, the app that's made to be deleted. So their model, they're trying to be like, find the one on Hinge.
But I've only ever deleted it out of frustration. I've never deleted it because I found someone on there.
Have you ever completed it? You know when that's really horrible feeling where it's like, there's no more men or women in your area and you're like, I'm in London, I'm in central London. No,
in Brighton, when I was in Brighton, I would complete it a lot of the times.
Yeah.
In Bristol, I think I got close. London, no, I haven't yet completed it.
No. Still a long way to go. Time. How often do you go on dates then? Would you shag on a first date?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you?
Always.
Yeah. I prefer shagging on the first date.
Get it out the way.
Yeah, because then you just know if you've got sexual chemistry or
and
not.
You also know, like, whether, like, their smell, you know? Like, you want to know, like, underneath that, are you groomed? Are you smelly? You know?
7 out of 10.
How
tight are you?
Yeah, exactly.
With great experience with you, apparently.
Of course.
I think sometimes rip the clothes off.
You cannot, you don't want to get invested in someone and then sleep with them. And it's just like,
why do men have such a hang up about sleeping with women on the first date? Like, I don't understand, because is it because men are obsessed with the chase?
But I think most normal men I know don't care about that.
Yeah.
I think it's just weird misogynists who are like... Like all my friends who are men would 100% continue dating a woman they slept with on the first day. I think it's like a...
I could probably have something to say about this, but I'm just a producer.
We want to know your insight. What is yours? What your is there a reason?
I what's the best way to word this? I might end up cutting this out. I am all for promiscuity in women.
What does that mean?
As in, I'm all for a slutty girl. Right. As in, like, I haven't used that term negatively.
Everyone loves sluts.
But, but the whole discourse now that's going on, like, oh, if a woman has a body count over 10, like, it's nonsense. It's all part of the, excuse the expression, the nonsense fucking misogynistic rape pill bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, do you know, like, at the end of the day, you want someone who is... experience. You want someone who's open. You want someone who's no bullshit.
Exactly. Why would you want to shag a virgin?
I think it's just part of the whole internet discourse now, where really most people are just like, whatever, it's fine. And most normal men who are, you know, normal progressive men are absolutely fine with it. I know.
Yeah. I am. But then I think there's that men, so many male podcasts that talk about this stuff that, like, maybe men who actually don't care about it see that and they're like, oh, maybe I should care about it because it's so such an influence, you know? Like,
do we know any of these podcasts?
There's a lot of shitty male podcasts. So you went on so, one.
I don't know if you've seen my rant about shit. I'm always ranting about male podcasts.
I think I saw you post it on Instagram Story.
Just like, why are females, especially sex workers, going on so many male podcasts where all they do is speak to you like a bag of shit? I don't get it. See it all the time.
Yeah, you went on.
I mean, I did do it. I mean, it's very hypocritical of me.
You got to do it to learn why it's shit, I think, sometimes.
I think, because I said to you before we come in, you were asking me about the podcast, and I said to you, like, everyone I know who took, when I was going on this podcast, the reality check, said to me, like, when you go on there, at, like, the biggest slot, say the most craziest things, get the views, get the subs. But when I was like, yeah, you're gonna do it, gonna do it, gonna do it, I sat down and I was just like, I just don't want to do this. Like, I just don't want to sit here and pretend I want, like, 10 dicks in my face, because it's just not what I want. And I just, and you're surrounded by three men who are clearly misogynistic. So, like, yeah, it was, I didn't do the whole, like, oh yeah, I want one in the back, one in the mouth, one on the, in the puss. I just went on there and I was just like, and I think that's, I didn't have a difficult time with them because they didn't see me as slag, maybe.
Because I think with those podcasts, they either want women who are going to be on there to be like, I'm a massive whore. Give me cock all the time.
Well, they want that because then they get the misogynistic people watching it being like, yeah, she's a slag.
Or they want a woman who's going to sit there and be like, I think all women should be virgins.
Yes.
And then they can, so people could be like, finally, a woman speaking sense.
Well, it's all part of that new rhetoric that's online with men, and it makes me sick. It really does.
It feeds into the whole misogynistic culture right now. Like, there's so many men that hate women.
It's way more misogynistic now, just awful. Culture in general, awful. I feel like. Like, it was like, I remember when I was at uni, like, 10 years ago, like, anti-slut shaming was a huge thing. Being like, you know, you can't slut shame and things like that. And also I remember everyone was very like, there was a lot more like pro-sex work stuff there. Now there's like a backlash, not only from the misogynists, but I feel like a lot of, because of OnlyFans, there's a lot of young women now who previously might have been like, oh, women should be able to do what they want, and now like these women that do OnlyFans are like damaging other women and stuff. Like a lot of the like feminist young women are kind of, they're like a conservative type of feminist.
I think there's a lot of women at the moment worried if they have children or are going to have children that their daughters may grow up to be an OnlyFans like a woman, OnlyFans creator. And I think that they're worried about, you know, how people perceive them as opposed to worrying about the change in the system. So it's like, if you change the system and maybe teach men to stop first of all, killing women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And stop speaking badly about women, then there wouldn't be a judgment on sex work. Pornhub is, you go on then, there's like millions of views on one video. How much traffic does that site get? Mm. I don't understand how men have podcasts with sex workers on and are so rude to them, because it's like, do you not watch porn? That's like being like, oh, like football is so toxic and masculine, but then go into the game.
Yeah.
Like, what team are you on?
This is the longest running podcast in the world, and it's the longest running podcast in the world for a reason. I am the most dedicated podcaster that has ever lived, and I am so grateful for your guys' support. But if you want to support me further, you can now sponsor the Ramblings of a Narcissist for just £4 a month. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow and you will find episodes that are more personal, more unhinged than anything we can post on YouTube, as well as early access to YouTube episodes and also extended cuts. We can say things there that we cannot say here, you know, or just kind of things that might get me cancelled. Because if you don't know, there are a lot of people that don't want to see me succeed, because I am, of course, the most powerful podcaster in the world. So go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow and support me for just £4 a month. I couldn't do this without you guys. Thank you. And this is the thing with... I find when people like, oh, these women doing OnlyFans, like, let's say women being more openly sexual on the internet and stuff, they're like, okay, it sexualizes women further and other women suffer because of that. And while that could be made a point, if you go to a country that's
the case.
Yeah, but it's like, if you go to a country where it's like, women have to dress really modestly. Mm. They're sexualized just as much. So it's like you can't win either way.
I was walking my dog yesterday, and honest to God, if I had like a cup, someone would put change in it. Like, I looked homeless, and I still got catcalled. And I was thinking, what is this? Like, I had a hood up, I had a coat on, I had a scarf, and you couldn't even see my face. I'm walking two dogs, like a hunchback. And, like, this guy was, like, out of his car window, like, oh, I love, like, woo-woo. Mm. And I'm just like, you can't even see my face. It is literally the fact that I am an outline of a woman. Yeah, yeah. And that has got you excited.
Yeah.
So, like, women are being sexualized anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So, men, they need a lot of help.
They need
help. Troubled. Which is why we're here.
Yes.
Because we've got some questions to answer from the audience.
Right.
So we're going to do that. Do you feel like you've got a lot of insight?
I feel like I'm very insightful.
I think so. Yeah. So we're going to answer some questions from my very horny autistic audience that need some help. Okay.
Okay.
So here's the first one.
So I've got a huge wanking problem. I do it way too much, and I've actually injured my penis. So, I suppose just the question is really, when is too much? You know, that's really my question to you.
When is too much? Well, it sounds like it's too much if he's injured his penis.
I think you went past the threshold.
Yeah,
Have you ever injured your vagina from masturbating?
Yeah.
Really, using what?
My fingers.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. More so when I was younger and had a higher sex drive.
Right.
And if you masturbate over like, if you do it over like 3 times a day, sometimes it gets a little bit sore.
Right,
you know, from the rub.
But I don't really go internally when I masturbate.
Never
I just do
internal, always the outside. That's
but you were rubbing yourself outside so furiously.
Well,
you
not so furiously. I just think like so much, like in as in like, 4 times a day, it just has a little bit of a sting to it. Have you never had that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what when I mean? The vibrator is going too hard. And it almost feels like it's itching.
That's exactly. And then you're in the shower and you feel it.
Yeah.
And you're like,
ah.
But an injured penis from masturbating.
I'd be that broken.
Like, have you ever broken a penis before?
Like the banjo?
Yes. I've done that to someone before.
That's worst fear.
The crazy thing about it is we were having sex and he was like, oh, you've come on your period. And I was like, oh. And then I was feeling it and then I was like, no, I haven't. And then he... the pain didn't hit him for a while. And then when he realised it was him, he was like, holy shit, it really fucking hurts. And yeah, we couldn't have sex for like, it was my boyfriend at the time. We couldn't have sex for a while, but yeah, he had to go to the hospital and stuff. I can't believe we did it. That was back when my vagina was as tight as yours. Oh. Not so much now. I think I was about 21.
Oh my God. Yeah, that is, I've heard of that happening to other people.
Yeah.
In fact, someone told me it happened to my brother, but I don't think it did.
Who told you that?
I'm one of his mates at school.
So did you ever ask him?
No, I've never asked him. And I feel that if that would have happened, he would have had to have gone to hospital and I would have heard about it. But yeah.
But maybe he just didn't want anyone to know. And thank God you're on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
About it.
Yeah.
Maybe sorry about that, mate. Bit embarrassed. Yeah. but wanking too much. If you think that you have a problem, I would say that you probably do.
It's, I don't think there's like a number on it about how much is too much, but it's when it stops you doing other basic tasks.
Like the washing up.
Yeah. Are you avoiding showering or eating?
Are you avoiding having sex with people over? I had a boyfriend once who loved to masturbate way more than he liked to have sex with me.
Really?
Yeah.
God, how did that feel?
But I don't know if there's such shame on that, really, because we know how to make ourselves come, right? And as a woman, anyway, as a man, I guess.
But given the option, men would rather have sex and masturbate, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like, if for some reason, and this is maybe, again, this might be too much for me to talk about, but even like, if for some reason a man and a woman can't have intercourse and they kind of have to like do themselves or whatever,
yeah,
there's things you can do in bed and still have the intimacy and get yourself off.
Yeah.
So you're therefore doing it together and you're getting the you know, you're still getting pleasures of the flesh and you're not, you know what I mean?
And it's the weight of someone else on top of you or being on someone else. That's
the fun. I actually prefer foreplay anyway than to actually like sex.
See, I think I prefer sex.
Do you really? Mm. Ooh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah. Because I think the foreplay, it's like, I'll do that myself on my own.
You've got to make things exciting though.
Yeah.
Foreplay, I like a bit of foreplay. I like a bit of foreplay because I can use my own toys. I can do it myself and also enjoy the...
You've been spending too much time having sex with women. Yeah.
Have you ever had a man get weird that you pull out toys?
Yes, I have had that before.
Discuss.
I was so disgusted by him when he did that. I was like, oh, we should, you know, get my vibrator. And he was like, I feel that's so offensive that you said that. I'm like, you're so insecure. That didn't last long when I was dating him. Mm. Because like when you're with women, it's just like a natural thing that like we're going to use our vibrators, right? Like we're going to, because it's like fun. What is that?
I love it when,
You've already said it. It's insecurity.
Insecurity. Yeah.
I've been lucky. I feel like more recently I've had a lot of guys who are like, get it out. You know,
get it out.
Get the vibrator out.
Oh, he said, get out. Get out. I thought they said, get out.
Get out of my house.
How dare you bring that toy in? actually, I guess it depends what kind of men that you are sleeping with. Same as me. Like, if I've slept with guys, they're more like, get the toy out. I suppose, but yeah, those men, not the ones, not
it's,
the ones.
It's they're insecure, toxic men.
100%,
no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I personally hate when women get their toy.
Yeah. So I would say to him, you know, hands off,
for just have a little bit of a break. See how you feel. If you are itching to get your hand back round the dick, then you should see a doctor.
I think so, yeah. And injuring, my God, I hope you've sorted it.
Yeah.
Don't let it get infected or...
No.
Turn blue and fall, because it might fall off.
Blue waffle.
Yeah. He's in blue waffle. God, that was a...
That's a throwback.
Blast from the past.
And then people were like, that's an actual disorder, blue waffle. It's not obvious.
Was it a thing?
No.
No, it was fake.
Yeah. Oh, my heart's broken. I thought it was real. But yeah, no. So I would say, hands off. Right, let's do another problem. When will men learn? Right.
Hey, that I've found with a few different girls now, if I really like someone a lot, when we do have sex, I find it really hard to actually come, if you know what I mean. It's like a weird problem I have. I don't really know. I don't have a problem when it's like girls I don't really care about. It's just like...
That took a weird turn.
I find it hard to finish.
So
yeah, any help would be appreciated on that one. Thank you.
So he can come with women he doesn't like.
Right.
But women he does like, he finds it difficult to come.
It's like a reverse psychology
right
there.
What an interesting problem to discuss. Shall we discuss this on the Patreon?
Yes,
let's do
it.
So we're going to go over to the Patreon. We're also going to talk about some really unhinged, disgusting things.
Thrush.
You got to go sign up to the Patreon to discuss that, because you told me some crazy things when you came in here, and we're going to discuss those crazy things
blew
over there.
Mind.
I was like, what the fuck, Ivy?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
Awful.
But also very hot.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So if you want to be disgusted and turned on at the same time, then you need to come sign up to the Patreon. We'll also give you more advice, and it's going to be great. So, but before we go to the Patreon, have you got messages you want to say to the YouTube audience out there, the listening audience?
Hands off.
Yes.
Or hands on, actually.
Hands on, we're hands off.
Promoting our own.
Yeah. Hands on. Yeah, yeah. Hands on. Wank
responsibly.
Yeah, wank responsibly.
Yes.
And check out Ivy's socials. I'll link them all in the description. Ivy Hope. So let's go do that. Bye, everyone. Bye.
That's how we say goodbye.
Yeah. And then we walk into the Patreon now. So we're walking.
Okay.
Walking in.